Nestle's Vice President Wendy Lavitt said the event is October 25th at the Skull Candy Building at Kimball Junction from 6 to 9 p.m.
We're going to have all sorts of games to play, including roulette and Texas Hold'em, blackjack, craps, and we'll have a prize wheel. There's going to be all sorts of yummy things to eat and drink. Admission to the Snuggle Lounge is just $25 at the door, and people can either pay with cash or credit cards.
You can meet some prospective pets for adoption at the Snuggle Lounge. To follow up later, you're invited to go to the organization's ranch at Peoa or the adoption center at the Outlet Mall. Nuzzles is the third largest animal rescue program in the state, and Lavitt said this good news on several fronts. On previous trips to the Ute and Navajo reservations in Utah, they have not been able to take back all the stray animals they found. Lavitt said now they can accommodate them thanks to partnerships with programs like the Utah Animal Adoption Center and the Navajo Puppy Reservation. Also, their Purple Paw program takes care of pets from homes with domestic abuse while their owners are staying at the Peace House. Lavitt said they've been able to help over 100 women who can be reunited with their pets after they find housing later. Nuzzles also takes in pets from overcrowded shelters in the Salt Lake area.
We go wherever we're needed, and they call us because they know that we will take dogs with medical conditions, with behavioral problems that they can't handle.
They have about 85 animals in the program who are microchipped, vaccinated, and given behavioral and medical evaluations. Lavitt said the adopted pets need to be indoor animals.
Statistics show that cats that are roaming outdoors usually have a very short life of 2 years before they're run over or before an animal gets them. So we really think that's the best idea. And for dogs, we'd like people to be able to walk them or have a fenced yard when they're out by themselves.
Wendy Lavitt from Nuzzles & Co. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.